help you?
Hi, Thomas.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Thomas. This is Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Hi. Amy,
hi.
How are you doing? I just got a text message from my office manager saying that you were going to call.
Yeah, she asked me to give you a shout so we could go over the Google Guarantee option, us taking over your Google Guarantee.
So did she tell you a little bit about what happened?
Well, no, she didn't. So I'm reading the notes, and I'm going through some stuff, and I asked her some questions, and she didn't really seem to understand what I was talking about. So you please tell me.
So basically the short version of this is that I had hired a marketing company through Facebook, was an electric marketing group.
Okay.
Kept them for 5 months, fulfilled my agreement, and then fired them. They were charging me in $1,500 a month for just the management fee of Google Guarantee.
Oh,
they
no.
Refused to lower. They refused to lower it. So I found Paul with your company, and I hired Paul.
Yeah.
Now, during the course of all that, you know, there's several sections to this. There's the SEO portion. There's Google Ads. There's Google Guarantee, which, by the way, is 90% of where my revenue comes from. And there's all these different aspects of it. And along the way, the marketing company, they made it even worse, right? They duplicated my account because they were butthurt that I fired them. And so they shut it. Last year in April and May, they almost put me out of business. And so it went into some kind of a legal escalation. I finally got pissed off. I called Google, and I said, listen, the legal escalation's over. Otherwise, our relationship's over. I said, I have a rogue marketing company. This is what they did.
Right.
You know and I know that all you have to do is press a button, and they're eliminated.
Right.
And that's what needs to happen, right? That's what needs to happen right now. Otherwise, there won't be any money left. My bank card pays for everybody. And
right.
So they did it. And my office manager at the time relaunched us on Google Guarantee. We had to start over. We had to get re-verified.
Okay.
All that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then it went really good.
Uh-huh.
For 2 or 3 months, it was doing really well, like
okay.
$40,000 a month with a
nice.
Team of 4 people.
Okay.
But then in August of last year, everything took a dive.
Took a dive?
From 40,
okay.
Yeah. From $40,000 a month to $20,000 a month, and it stayed like that all through the rest of last year: August, September, October, November, December. Now, the whole time that this was going on, Local Splash was under the understanding that we were going to manage our own Google Guarantee. We were going to take care of it in house.
Uh-huh.
Now that we've gone through some of this, I really feel that was a bad mistake. Right, because the only time that I ever had it good was when I had a professional taking care of it.
Okay.
Now, even though that professional was charging me too much money,
right?
At least their money was there to pay them.
Right.
Now I'm on the edge of bankruptcy. So
okay.
And so with that being said, I recently ran into another problem, which you know I was having Dawn. She's super super good at what she does.
Right.
I said, hey, you know what? We need to get a hold of Google, right? We can't blame this on the interest rates being 8.5% anymore. We can't do that anymore. I said, there's something's wrong. We need to find out what it is. Well, she was calling Google, and Google was saying things to them, like, to her, like, well, you could get more reviews. That would help.
Uh-huh.
I said, great. I go, great. Would you call them back and tell them that I had 15 less reviews and twice as much money? Right? And that's not it. So we need to keep looking. Well, finally, I did the same thing I did that one time, and I got involved. I called Google a week ago, and I found out that somebody somehow got in there on my dashboard and changed my target leads to 4 leads per week. And I asked the person, I said, hey, are you telling me that this has been like this for 5 months? Because I'm out $100,000 in lost revenue. Right? And he said, well, it's easy to change, Thomas. And he just changed it right there. So now it's we changed it to 12 to 30 leads per week. And then also too, Amy, I had gave Yelp a chance too, to just kind of add to our advertising. And at $600 a month, I ran it for 3 weeks. I got 30 people message me. like, we need electrical services right away. I'd answer them back. My name's Thomas Whitaker, blah, blah, blah. I said phone calls work best. That way we can get you quoted and scheduled. And all 30 of them didn't call me. So I fired them. I told Don, I said, get rid of Yelp, take the money and put it towards Google Guarantee. So now I have a Google Guarantee budget of almost $2,000. It's $1,900 and something.
Okay.
But I'm still not getting better. And the lead, the target leads have been changed from 12 to 30. So, and I'm still not getting very much volume at all.
Your Google Guarantee needs optimization. Your Google Guarantee needs some optimization. We could take care of that for you. Plus, because of everything else that you're already running with us, it all runs in correlation and conjunction, Thomas. A while back, Google changed the way they only allow so many Google Guarantee service providers in a local area. And basically, they're selling it off to the top dollar. So if you want to come up closer to the top, you got to pay more, which obviously isn't an issue for you. You're down to pay for more as long as it's quality, which I hear you loud and clear. You're definitely the type of client that we like for Google Guarantee because you understand actually how it works. And the long and the short of it. So getting down to brass tacks here, there's going to be a one-time $250 transfer fee. That's the upfront cost on it. We'll go in, we'll optimize it, and we'll crank it up. Now, the numbers I was discussing with her, the minimum monthly budget numbers, they're just minimum monthly budget numbers. You obviously clearly want way more than what we start at. So the base where we start out is a minimum monthly budget for yours is at $400 for 13 Google Guarantee leads for the entire month. Now, I heard everything you said, so please just bear with me here as I explain this to you, okay? Your lead cost is $30.67. That's the base. You have the ability to maximize your lead budget, meaning you're willing to pay higher for a quality lead, okay? If
because I read something about bidding. Does that have something to do with bidding?
Yes, we do all of it for you. You give us, you have a conversation with our technician after we go through the onboarding, we get it all up and running. We will analyze your account. We're going to say, okay, based on X, Y, Z, our team over at Google Guarantee, this is what we recommend that we begin bidding at. We get your permission and we go ahead and we get those for you. We get those leads coming in for you with the 12 to 30 per month. Now, this is the thing, in which I don't know how the other company is running.
12, right now, to be clear, the target lead on the dashboard is set from to 12 to 30 leads per week, not per month.
Per week. I apologize. I do have a tiny cold. I promise you I hear you.
That's okay.
I promise you I hear you. I'm so sorry that you got me not at my very top notch.
You guys have been great, by the way.
Thank you.
I do get leads because I'm pretty sure you're in charge of my Google Ads already. And
yeah,
I do get calls. I do get calls from Local Splash. It shows up on my phone as a Local Splash lead.
Oh, good.
And so I do get calls. I don't get anywhere near as many as I do from Google, but I do get them.
Right. Okay. Well, we can crank this up. I'm going to tell you this. Google Guarantee, when I'm on top of my game, like, I get you fired up for Google Guarantee. I'm telling you, I'm running a fever right now. I'm working from home. So you're getting the best of what I got, okay, Thomas? But what I'm telling you is Google Guarantee is it's the spot. And you're right. It's where it's at. As far as I'm concerned, it's a cure for cancer as far as leads go. And I would sell the product to my own grandmother. Like, Google Guarantee is where it's at. But what I think is going on from what she didn't have as nearly as much explanation as you did or information. And what she told me is she told me that you guys were paying approximately $9 per lead, right?
It's not. I've actually looked on the dashboard. The average right now is $35 and some change.
Okay. All right, and we have the ability to really make sure that you're coming up top-notch. If money, it's not that money isn't an object or isn't, you know, a question here. Obviously, we're not going to spend frivolously, and everything is agreed upon as far as cost per lead. But we can tell you an exact number to maximize that lead budget, and we can crank it up how you want it. I know that we can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, now, at this point, what I'm kind of trying to consider now at this point, Amy, is having Local Splash just do everything.
Yeah.
Right? They're already through my Facebook, which, by the way, doesn't produce anything. In fact, all I get on my Facebook ads is girls hitting me up.
Well, you must be handsome, then.
Oh, no. God, they're kids. I'm 57 years old. These are children. These are like 25-year-old hotties. And I don't know what they're but they're freaking hitting me up. I'm like, you know, I lied to them, and I tell them I'm married.
Yeah.
So I'm married. This is a business stage. Could you please stop trying to contact me? Oh, okay. Well, I've been trying to send you friend requests, and it's not working. Could you send me a friend request? I'm like, no, I'm older than your dad.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to work you.
Right.
They're trying to work you. Yeah, that's definitely a scam. You're smart for not falling into that.
So I've actually considered just dropping the whole social media thing.
Okay, which if it's not working for you and you know it's not working for you, allocate those funds elsewhere. You know what I mean? I recommend that. If you've been with us, what my notes show here, because you've been with us for a while. You've been with us for 10 months, okay? And if you know in that 10 months that those Facebook ads aren't producing anything but you having to fend off scam girls, then I definitely would reallocate those funds towards the Google Guarantee or back up towards your Google ads. Now, once we get the Google Guarantee, which is not going to take us long, if you give me the approval and I charge the $250, I can get your client onboarding scheduled for tomorrow. We can get in there. We can optimize it. We can have a look around, and we can start cranking it out for you as soon as you're ready to pay a minimum monthly budget of at least $400. You choose the number.
Well, right now the Google budget is set at $1,900-something. Do you consider that to be a substantial budget or no?
No, that's a very substantial budget. That's a decent budget, absolutely. So the way that it works, though, is you pay that budget here, and we allocate the funds out. We're going to do the bidding.
Right.
Okay.
See, that was another thing, too. With the Electric Marketing Group, the one that I found on Facebook that I had for 5 months, they used to bill me separately for their management fee.
Our management fee is included with your cost per lead. It's only 25%. So regularly, it would be at the base, what I told you, the base of $30.67, the base actually is $23. We work our management fee straight into it. It's 25% on the lead itself. It's nothing crazy.
Right. That's what I learned from local sponsors. They pretty much charge 25% on everything.
Right.
So let's, before we go in any further with the Google Guarantee, because we've been taking care of it. The bottom line is we've been taking care of it in-house, and it's not working.
Right.
It's 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I've been ninth or tenth on the list all day and all morning. I changed my hours to 24/7, so now after 6 p.m., I am one or two on the list for the whole night and all the way through the a.m. hours when everyone's asleep. Then at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm like 2 or 3 on the list. By 9 a.m. in the morning, I'm 9th or 10th or 11th on the list. And it stays that way throughout the whole day. I have not got any calls today. I have a $2,000 a month budget with Google, and I have not got any calls today. In the last 4 days, I probably only got 2 or 3 leads. And it's supposed to be 3 or 4 leads a day. Not every 4 days.
Right.
So we're doing something wrong with this the optimization that you're speaking of. So,
right.
Also, it's noteworthy to say that I cannot get through Monday through Friday without at least 5 marketing companies hitting me up, sending me emails, sending me text messages. We noticed that you're not ranking well on Google, blah, blah, blah. I'm starting to think that they're not lying, right? They're using it as an opener to get, you know, can we send you more information? But they all have that one thing in common, that they're all starting off the sales pitch by saying that we're not ranking well on Google.
That's
and
the
so,
same pitch we use when we call out the people.
Yes.
It's just the line.
And so now I picked Local Splash because they have 18 years of experience and over 10,000 clients, and you have a guy there named Paul who's been working there for 10 or 12 years. And I had a two very long conversations with him. Mm-hmm. Now we're running, my total advertising budget, Amy, is about 19-something on Google Guarantee and $4.99 a month on Local Splash.
Right.
So I'm spending about $2,500 a month, and we've been doing about $20,000 a month. So I'm at 11 or 12% of my revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that number to stay under 10. So Now, 20,000, with that being said, too, I have right now, back when I had the electric marketing group, I had 5 field employees. I had 2 service vans with a journeyman and an apprentice in each van. Now I'm down to just 2. I have a journeyman and 1 apprentice, and then Don works for me part-time. So my staff has been cut in half. My revenue has been cut from an average of about $44,000 a month down to about $20,000. And it's been like that for 5 months straight. I'm on the edge of bankruptcy. So at this point, I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know what, maybe it was the wrong idea to try to take care of any of this in-house. You know, I should just hire local splash to do all of it. The Google guarantee, the Google ads, and just have them just take care of everything. And so I was wondering what you think about that.
I think it's great. I mean, we've got your local SEO so far. We've got your Google ads so far. I think that it's a fantastic idea. And I can tell you that our clients that have all their products with us see the strongest results. You're an ideal client for us, an ideal client. Literally, we have a package called the Ideal Package. Is a client that wants to run all of those products under us. And it shows me here that we haven't charged you for your face. We haven't done Facebook. We didn't do Facebook ads for you last month. I think you already cut the Facebook off.
We might have.
It looks like you did already cut the Facebook off. But I believe that you should
have.
I trained Paul, by the way.
You trained Paul?
I did.
I'll be sure to tell him that.
He's a fantastic employee.
I haven't talked to him for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Honestly, when this first started, when Felicia, my old office manager, when she got us re-verified,
mm-hmm.
and we bounced back from being duplicated,
uh-huh.
we had like two really good months. I did 39,000 in June with 2 guys in the field in June of last year.
Uh-huh.
But then right after that, it just tanked.
Mm-hmm.
It just tanked. It was like probably a 55 or 60% drop in revenue,
mm-hmm.
and it stayed there. And at first, I was blaming it on, I thought, well, I'm in the valley in Sacramento. I thought,
right.
That's about 105 degrees outside. The kids are getting ready to go back to school. The interest
right.
rates went over 8%.
All the things we tell ourselves.
Yep. But then when November and December came, October, November, December, I switched to blaming it on the holidays. I was thinking, let's just get through the holiday season and we'll see where we're at. And here we are now, halfway through January, and I'm still not, I can't even keep 2 men busy.
Right.
I can't even keep 2 employees busy. I'm struggling to make my payroll every week, which is really just horrible. We have a 5-star rating on Google. I have 39 5-star reviews. We don't even have 4-star reviews. I have 20 more 5-star reviews on Angie Home Advisor, who I also fired way back when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
They're a joke. They're just a joke. They just send their leads out to like mega contractors. Same kind of thing. I'd reach out to their clients and then they wouldn't call me back. In August of 2022, they were 31.8% of my revenue. I said, you guys, I need to talk to somebody that's in charge. They said, well, that's probably not going to happen. I said, well, no. Let me tell you what's not going to happen. You're not going to get another chance to hit my checking account. You're cut off. And I fired him. So
right.
I've already been through Angie Home Advisor. I've already been through an electric marketing group company that is based out of the Philippines. So I'm ready for some changes.
All
so
right.
I need you and Paul to come up with some kind of a package deal for me, what we could do for – if you guys were to take over everything for me, what's it going to cost me?
Well, the Google guarantee and the monthly plan that you have with us, they're billed separately. So what you have going on with us currently with the $499 is $300 allocated to your Google ads and $199 is allocated to your local SEO and all the other products that go with that, including website, call tracking, so on and so forth. But as far as the Google guarantee goes, That's a completely separate, they bill that and take care of that completely separate because of the way that you go through the lead. So that's even got its own department, and I'm part of that department. But as far as the allocation, that's really up to you. It's going to have a minimum monthly budget to begin of $400 with leads coming out at $30.67. Obviously, you've already disclosed to me that you have a higher budget, you're willing to pay more. So really, we just need to get in there and optimize it and tell you exactly what we think and how we can get the ball rolling for you in a faster fashion.
Agreed. Yeah. Which is why you're getting this phone call, Amy. In fact, you know, Dawn's been with me for 5 months, and I was trying to, you know, I've been telling her about Local Splash, and that I said, you know, they do everything by department. So if you have somebody you want to talk to about Google Ads, then you ask them, and they have a whole department.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about Google Guarantees, they have their own department.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of using that. She's my work wife, by the way. Right? She's a good
That's
friend
good.
Of mine. And she's my work wife. And so she came to me with 19 years experience. Her and her husband had Castle Construction for 19 uh-huh. years. Very successful general contractor.
Nice.
And so, and we're the same age, and she's just mm-hmm. the greatest, right? I'd be lost without her.
She stopped me like halfway. She's like, listen, I think it's great, but you need to have a conversation with Thomas. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you just need a call. You're going to have to run through it with him. You need to talk it over with him. I think it's fantastic. And I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, I think it's totally doable. I believe that we can absolutely do this and that it would be a benefit. So. She is really great.
If we're running a Google Guarantee budget of let's say, in $400 increments, let's say $1,600 a month.
Okay.
Plus the $499 that I'm doing with them now, which is what?
Mm-hmm.
That's just under $2,100.
Mm-hmm.
From there, what is the cost projection?
What do you mean, what is the cost projection?
Well, we're doing $499 a month for that
uh-huh.
separate thing that's built
right
like you're
for what
saying.
You have currently. And then if you're putting forward so the $400 a month for the Google Guarantee leads is coming in with the leads coming in at $30.67. So
if we're
tripling that, you're looking at about $45. But if the program's doing what it's intended to do, then that's going to be nothing because you're going to be quadrupling that budget, right? Once it's cranking out and it's actually producing the way that you want it to be produced. The main thing that I can see right now is that the Google Guarantee needs optimization, and we need to get in there and we need to tell you exactly what it is that you need to be bidding or allow us to bid on your behalf. Now, the other thing is this. If the calls are coming through, they're unqualified. You know, there's a difference between a qualified and an unqualified call on Google Guarantee. So we track all of that. Every Google Guarantee account that we maintain has the Google call tracking phone number on it. And the reason that it's like that is because Google allows us to record those phone calls. If it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's a robocall, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, or if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job because it's not listed on your service profile, all of those are unqualified leads. You shouldn't even be charged for those through the Google Guarantee platform. Okay, now they have AI listening. That's why it's so good to run it through Local Splash, is because the programs that we have available to us are a step above what happens when you run it on your own. Now, it's not rocket science. As you know, you've done it, but it is a little bit easier when you have a professional running it for you. So this is the thing. AI is listening on each and every single one of those calls and should be rejecting the ones that are unqualified. If one slips through the cracks that happens to be unqualified, you or Dawn both have access to that client dashboard for Local Splash. You're able to say, hey, this phone number right here, this one was unqualified. You simply let us know, and we dispute it right away with Google and get the money back. That's not a problem.
Yeah, every time I file a dispute with Google, it says, we need to send this off for review. We'll get back to you.
Right.
and blah, blah, blah. And then literally right. 3 months, 3 minutes later, it says that it's been denied.
Right. But we're reviewing it and we're submitting on your behalf. So it's a different cha-cha because we're doing it. They recognize us as one of their premier partners. That's why we do what we do.
Okay. So then what I think I would like to do is I, right now I'm around 2,500 a mm-hmm. month. And I like that number per month until I get the work and the volume back where I can get my second team in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, we've got 500 of it going out to you guys already,
mm-hmm.
right? Which leaves us $2,000
mm-hmm.
to work with, mm-hmm. right? If we could work within that 2,000 and keep the total package under 2,500 and where I'm still getting, let's say, you just said 30, 67
mm-hmm.
times 30.
That's going to be the base. Now, mind you, once we get in there and we look at it, we're like, hey, listen, you know what, Thomas? We want to we recommend maximize lead budget at $47.62 per lead. I can't say that's the number because I don't know what it is because I'm not optimizing it. I'm just throwing it out there. We're going to tell you why we think that number, what the analytics are behind that in order to bring you what you want. Okay, so you not only
right.
want to show up, you want to show up at the top where people are making the choices from. That's what we're going to do for
right.
you.
Right. So that's what we have to have that. Otherwise, I'm going to have to close the doors.
I understand.
We're using the number.
But we can use the number that you're giving us. Yes, we can use the budget. Even if you just choose to start with the 400 and let us show you. Okay.
Yeah, that's not enough. But
it's not enough, like, but I'm just saying to, you know, give you the option to try it out.
That comes out on a calculator that comes out to 13.04.
Yeah.
So that's per month. And that, mm-hmm. that will just sink me. That will sink
okay.
me. What we did learn from this experience mm-hmm. was $20,000 a month when you include my insurance and all my payroll and all my stuff. And my own personal bills, I mean, I joke around with my guys all the time. They make more money than I do. And so at $20,000 a month, total revenue, that's what my bank statements are showing. We're barely making it.
Scraping it by. Okay.
We're barely making it at $20,000 a month. And that's with three employees. So, you know, I used to have 40 or 50 a month coming in and was very comfortable, but my expenses were too high.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've made a ton of changes. I redid my whole fleet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of $1,800 a month in car payments, I have less than $1,000. Hell, I even took on two roommates. So instead of my rent being $2,250, I pay $650. All these kinds of big changes. We got a different insurance company for my workman's comp using our current payroll amount as a baseline. And it came way down by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So all these major changes, but then as soon as I made all these changes, we had this huge drop of like $20,000 a month in drop in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do this. Let's do a $1,500 a month budget with Google.
Okay.
Plus whatever you guys' fee is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 30% of the 1,500? Is that how it works?
So it's 25%. So the first thing I have to do is I have to charge the $250 application fee. Do I have your permission to charge the card we have on file, the Visa
yeah.
ending in 8517?
Yeah, let me just make sure. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Okay. And then
move some money right now.
Okay. Well, listen, we're only going to charge that application fee and then we'll have the client onboarding and then they'll charge the budget to start, the budget that you want to start with. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
not being,
so today the only charge is the $250 application fee and then I'm going to schedule your onboarding call with the Google Guarantee team. At that point, they will go over the minimum monthly budget. I'm letting them know you want to start at $1,500. And they will figure in the management fee and get everything squared away for you. The $1,500 with the management fee, hold on, would be, let me see here. Okay, if you paid let's see here, which is it? Actual admin 15. Okay, then that puts the management fee at $500 with the 25%. So if you want $1,500 in Google guarantee ads, that's going to be the extra $500 on top of it for the management fee. If you're doing a total of $1,500, then that's going to give you $1,125.
Okay, I think it should be $1,500 plus the management fee.
Okay. I'm going to put that in
okay.
here. Yep.
So we end up with a roughly plus the $499. So we end up roughly with a budget of $2,500 a month.
Right.
And Local Splash takes care of everything.
Everything.
Google Ads, SEO, Google Guarantee, the optimization of my website, the whole thing. Just let Local Splash just take care of the whole thing because I'm tired of this.
Absolutely.
And this whole thing is just, for 5 months, this has just not been working. And I need help. I'm going to lose my business.
We're going to help you.
And now, with that being said, Amy, I have to tell you that money's never been tighter. Dawn, she takes care of all my business bills, and she takes care of all my personal, the money she's asking for right now, I don't even have. Like, Tom, don't forget, we have this and this this week, and this this week. I'm like, I don't have it. I mm-hmm. said, but in the past, we've always gotten it because my sales rate is over 80%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding about the 5-star rating. I get people call me all the time and says, yeah, I checked out your reviews. Your reviews look so great. And I said, well, yeah, my men aren't even allowed to come home with 4-star reviews. I have Quality Matters. I have Quality Matters and Safety First printed all over the back of my shirts.
Right.
And I myself am a journeyman electrician. Mm. So
I love your heart. I can tell. I love your heart, Thomas. I do.
So, yeah, well, when I open up my company, if I can't have that kind of a reputation, I don't even want to do it.
Right. Agreed.
I honestly mean that. I've been in business for about, now it's been, my license is coming up in April, it will be 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finally reaching that point where about 5% of my revenue is coming from repeat clients.
Where, okay.
You know, and I have all right. their names on my phone, right? So it'll mm-hmm. just, John will call me like, hey, John, how's it going? He said, oh, you remember me. I was like, absolutely, sir.
Right.
Right. And so that's happening maybe twice a week. I'm getting calls from previous clients. And so, and right now we are at about 2,500 because I'm mm-hmm. doing a $1,900 a month budget with Google Guarantee and $499 with Local Splash. That is 2,500.
Right.
So let's do an all inclusive everything and keep it under 2,500 and we're good.
Okay, you got it. So okay. When I talked with Dawn, I asked her who was going to do the client onboarding. She said probably her. Is that accurate, or are you going to do it?
Well, I think we both should do it.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here.
I think
here.
We both should do it.
Right.
Now, okay. She's scheduled to be off tomorrow. That's the problem.
Okay. So do you...
So...
let me see what I can do. She's scheduled to be off all day. Where's the calendar? Okay. Oh, yeah. There's nothing available today. Crud. Okay. We can schedule it for first thing Monday.
Here she's texting me, and she said, I want you to hear her out. Because I asked her, she said, Amy from Local Splash is going to call you shortly. I think she is offering, sounds pretty good. See what you think. I said, do you want to call me and tell me about it before I speak to her, or do you want me to just hear her out and green light it? And she said, I want you to hear her out and give her the green light. If you think it's a good deal, then she is going to call me back and start the process.
Yeah.
I think you just need to hear this for yourself because you're probably going to have questions and don't have the answers. And then she went on to tell me, I've asked her to try to change the CID number because of that, what I consider to be a breach. Somebody got in there and changed my target leads to 4 leads per week.
Right. And well, once we have control over it, nobody's going to be able to change that. Nobody's going to be able to change
Google
it because we will be the ones with the access to it, and you will be the ones with the access to it. Nobody else is going to have the access to it because they're not going to be able to breach our firewall.
She just texted me and said that Google Guarantee is not going to be able to change the CID number. So,
right. They're not going – Google is not going to change the CID number, no, because that is your identification number. But as far as it's set up under an email and a password. You can change that password. once we get in there, you could change that password. If that, if maybe it was a password situation. Okay. But I'm telling you right now, once it's in our database and we've got control of it, nobody's going to go in there and change your stuff.
Okay, and then I think what we're going to do here real quick is because it's her day off tomorrow, I don't want to speak for her. As I said, she's my work wife. I don't mess
sure.
around with her.
Ask her what time on Monday she wants the client onboarding call.
I said, I'm almost done with her now. I'm going to try a three-way call here in a minute, so let's
I can do a three-way. Here. Tell her. Tell her I'm going to be calling right now from the number. Give me 1 second. Let me pull hers. I can do a three-way. Okay.
I'll give it to you right now.
I've got it.
Right.
Yes.
217-7050.
Go here. Call a customer.
You know, I have to tell you on a side note that I have a very, very, very good friend who is an awesome electrician, like 10 times better than I am, who just called me the other day. He's been keeping in touch with me for about 6 months now, and he's finishing up a 75-unit apartment complex in Davis, California. He just called me 2 days ago, and he's ready. He's not happy there. They're paying him good. They're paying him $47 an hour with the company truck, but this guy's the whole package. He reads blueprints like I read a book. And I want to open a new construction division. Right now, we're a service electrical company. And the only reason I have a company, Amy, is because when we come to do those recessed lights in your living room and bedroom, I get paid the same day. I get paid the same day. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have a company. And so we're getting ready to file our second tax return. And in probably what's going to work out to be April or May, I will have officially 2 years under my belt, as well as having the bank statements. And from there, it's my intention to be able to qualify for a real loan. You know, 250 grand, you know, something, because like right now, Amy, I can't work for a general contractor. I can't work very, very little work for property management companies because the more money they have, the longer they want to take to pay me. And I don't have the capital to cover, you know, $30,000 in material and labor and wait for a check for 60 days.
Right.
And so that's been stunting my growth all along. And
I don't
so
know
the only,
why my three-way isn't working. I'm sorry. I'm trying to call her and it's not, my three-way isn't working at the moment. I've even tried to dial up to my own cell phone. I think you're going to have to do it from your end because my system seems to be having an issue.
All right. Let me see how she answered my text. Okay, let me see. She hasn't answered yet. All right, let me try. Okay, I gotta go over here, add. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, so that didn't work. Let me see if I've got so many contacts on here. First, let me get over here. Let me verify her cell phone number real quick. Her phone number is 916-835-8782. You can see it, right?
Yeah.
You can read it to me as I do this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here we're going to go add 916. What is it again?
835-8782.
You sound terrible, sweetie.
Well, my boss told me, I just met with him and he told me, he said, go home. I said, after I call this guy, let me call this guy first.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I just spent the whole weekend with a cold. It's not COVID, but I was sick Saturday,
right?
Sunday, and Monday. Yep. So it's definitely going around. So here it goes. Hold on.
Okay?
Yep. Amy, are you there?
No.
I am. Hi, John.
Sorry.
How are you?
Hi. Good. Thanks.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
good.
Ladies. I forgot to hit the merge the call button. Okie dokie. Hey, I'm an electrician. I'm not.
I heard her breathing.
I'm sorry. After I'm done with you guys,
She's there.
Done for the day. I promise. Don's already left us for the day.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
So how long does it take for us to do the onboard?
The onboarding only takes about, we've only blocked off a half hour. What we're going to be getting from you is that CID and the logon information, and he's just going to verify a few simple things, and bam, your onboarding's done, hun.
Okay. Tom, I can do this. You don't have to stay on.
But
this.
It's not today. We're trying to schedule it.
Sure.
So we can schedule it for you. He said you're off tomorrow, right?
We could do it in the morning.
Okay. What time do you want?
You have the time?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it at night?
Okay. Yep. It's not going to be me. It's going to be a gentleman by the name of Ivan. And let me double check.
I know him. I know him. Amy, I know him.
Yes. 9 a.m. is available, dear. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He will not be surprised. He will not be surprised that we're coming back to him. I have a 10 o'clock estimate in Elk Grove tomorrow, so if we're doing it at 9 o'clock, I'm probably not going to make it.
I don't think you need to. This is just an admin thing to get us going, right?
Correct.
Amy?
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
and then once we're on, and he's going to be verifying service radius and all the things. I put in here, and Thomas has agreed he wants to start the budget at $2,000. For the Google Guarantee ads, so that's going to put the $1,500 towards the actual ads. Our management fee is going to be the $500 on top of that. It's all inclusive.
So once we've got it up and running,
then we'll contact you to charge the budget. It's not an automatic charge, so you'll know when it's coming out.
What I've done, Dawn, is we're spending right now. We're spending $1,900 and something, and then $499 for local splash. So what I've done is I want them to take over everything, the Google Ads, the SEO, the whole thing, the Google Guarantee, and still stay under the $2,500. So basically where that's going to put us is it's going to put us about $1,600 on Google Guarantee plus their management fee plus the $499. And we'll be right around $2,500 a month. Right?
Okay.
$499 plus $1,600. Plus approximately $500, and we land at $25.99 a month.
Okay.
which is really close to what we are doing already, right?
Right.
So we're, yep, and so let's try that.
Okay.
Sounds good. Do you ladies need me for anything else?
No. No, we're all good. I'm sending the email to you right now, Dawn. It's going over to the email that we have on file for the business, and it's going to say Gigi onboarding with, and it has his name and phone number, and it says prefer contact Dawn. So I am going to tell you this. As you guys can tell, I'm not feeling fantastic. I cannot promise that I will be here tomorrow to introduce you to the onboarding agent. His name is Ivan. You're going to love him. He's going to walk you through everything and take excellent care of you. If I am here by some miraculous thing, then I will call you myself and introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Let me just tell you guys that I spent a lot of time on the phone with Ivan when our account got shut down by the old management call.
Mm-hmm.
The old management company with the duplicate. Ivan is the one that was working with Felicia on relaunching.
Mm-hmm.
And so he definitely knows me. And so I've spent a lot of time
mm-hmm.
on
He's I fantastic. Did, yeah. so, he's a
yep,
really good
yep.
guy. And he's going to take excellent care of
Yep. And he will not be surprised that we came back. Right?
No.
Right?
He won't be.
I don't think he ever was. Yeah. I don't think he ever was all that confident on us trying to do this in-house.
Right. Everything is squared away and we're good to go. I can actually let you both go.
Okay. So we'll just make sure he has my phone number
mm-hmm.
instead of Tom's.
Yep.
Do you have it?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
And then also, Amy, you know, mm-hmm. make sure that you're on your side of it, that it definitely is set up in a way where Dawn has full control over everything.
She does, absolutely.
Right? She's
yep.
like managerial, however mm-hmm. you pronounce it, control over everything.
Right.
Okay.
We have it all set up like that. All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks
Sounds
so much.
Great. Thank
Get
you.
Get
you're welcome.
Rest.
Have a good night. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, that's the